This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. That's a 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Vereen.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw. Gets rid of it. It's up. Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else?
Pow!
Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome, everybody, to the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. I'm your host, Mark Bertrand, with you for the next couple of hours here on Patriots.com. The Patriots today remain perfect at home in 2013 with a Week 17 win over the Buffalo Bills. And with that win today, we know the Patriots will now be the number two seed in the AFC playoffs. They're heading into the playoffs after this win. They will have a bye. They will not have a game next week. They are the number two seed in the AFC. Patriots with a win today, and a win that was definitely affected by the weather. Our producer Kevin Collins just coming back in from being outside on the sideline all day in the elements. I don't know that it came across on TV. Because I came down, I was upstairs in the radio booth upstairs at about the 50-yard line, and then I came down here to back to our radio studio at about, I don't know, about 2 minutes to go in the third
quarter. Yeah, I come down here, and you know, your feet are up on the chair with the heater on them, nice and toasty.
Well, I put the heaters on for you. I just want you to know that. I'm not even joking. I don't even kid. I came in here, and I thought,
dry my clothes out.
Get a little bit of a chill in the air here in the studio.
You can attest. I have like six layers.
Yeah. I'm gonna crank the heaters for Kev because I know he's gonna be cold and wet and I don't need a cranky producer. So I don't know that it came across on TV today what it was like here. It was a monsoon out there. The rain was coming down so unbelievably hard. You know what? It brings me back. Here's a story for you, Kev. It brings me back to a game also against the Bills back in 2000. Got to go all the way back to 2000, November 5th of 2000 against the Buffalo Bills. That's how far I thought back to the last time I remember it raining this hard at Gillette Stadium. That was the game that I came up with. I thought, yeah, there's a game that was just before Brady that they had another game against the Bills in the old stadium, and it was raining like this. That's the game. You're going to go all the way back to 2000, just based on my mind's eye. But the Patriots do get the win today, and they're moving on to the playoffs, and they're moving on to the playoffs with a bye. There's plenty to even talk about this game, but there's plenty going on in the NFL today as well. There are playoff situations that are playing out right now as we speak. Obviously, in the NFC, you got a game right now that's closing out between the Bears and the Packers with a playoff spot and a division title on the line in that game. 10 seconds left in Green Bay winning that one 33-28. It looks like the Packers may have pulled off a last-minute miracle as they just scored a touchdown. Randall Cobb, who was active today, there's a question as to whether or not he would play. Turns out he might be the hero in that one. Also in overtime right now, and this affects the AFC. San Diego with a 27-24 lead on Kansas City in overtime. San Diego with the ball first kicked a field goal, so now they are kicking off, and Kansas City will get the ball back with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the overtime period right now. 5:30 to go in that game in overtime. 5:30 in the first overtime, and it's KC and San Diego not tied up. San Diego has taken the 3-point lead on the field goal on their first possession in that overtime. So we'll keep an eye on that one. What happens there? Kansas City, we know, is already in the playoffs, and they don't have anything to play for in this game, and they've been playing backups today. One person who was not a backup today would be Ryan Suckup, their place kicker, who with 4 seconds left in regulation lined up for a 41-yard field goal from the right hash mark, and he shanked it. He just missed it. So it wasn't a bad shank, but he just pushed it wide to the right. And so in San Diego with a three-point lead. So as I was getting back to what happens there, Kansas City doesn't need this game. San Diego does need the game to be in. And if San Diego manages to lose this game, Pittsburgh finds their way into the playoffs. Pittsburgh, who had a 5% chance at the start of the day, I believe mathematically. That was what the mathematicians had come up with, about a 5% chance. They needed to win and have three different teams lose. It looked like it was going to be the case until Ryan Succop missed a field goal. So there's other stuff going on in the NFL. We're going to learn more about who's in and who's out here just in the time that we're on the air. The phone number for you is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. So jump on board with that. Send us your emails throughout the course of this show as well. We'll be reading your emails and your thoughts on not just today's game, but where the Patriots finished here on the year, their regular season now in the books. Where do you think this team is at heading into the playoffs? And obviously we're learning more about the field. So, you know, your thoughts on that as well. And again, 855-PATS-500 is the Ace Ticket hotline for you. And webradio@patriots.com is the email address. If you want to send tweets, you can do that as well, @Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. The Ace Ticket Hotline, 855-PATS-500. We're coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots just got a 34-20 win to close out the season at 12-4, close out the season here at Gillette Stadium at a perfect 8-0. The Bills moved to 6-10 on the year with a loss and 2-6. On the road, plenty to get to and break down from this win, but let's start with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
F***ing don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
All right, here we go. Good, bad, and injured. How do you not put LeGarrette Blount at the very top of the list for the Patriots today in the good department? I don't know how you could do it. On the day, LeGarrette Blount, let's start with his special teams work before we even work our way into the offense. Two kick returns for a total of 145 yards. One was 82, the other, what, 63? Two kick returns, 145 yards, all coming in the second half. It was 83 and 62. Yeah, I just said that, repeating myself. 83 and 62, the two kickbacks, kickoff returns today for LeGarrette Blount. That was just on special teams. In the rushing game for the Patriots, the rushing attack today, 24 carries, 189 yards, and two touchdowns. And some big runs on the day. Two touchdowns. He had the first Patriots touchdown of the day, which was a 36-yard run, his longest run of the day. And then his second touchdown, a 35-yard run. All good stuff for LeGarrette Blount today. And if you've listened to me throughout the course of the season, if you've listened to this program, you've listened to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, you have listened to the postgame, you know how much I like LeGarrette Blount. You know I like LeGarrette Blount. I've been on the LeGarrette Blount train since the preseason. So LeGarrette Blount with a huge day today. We talked about Stephen Ridley in the pregame about his over-under on carries being set at 12.5. I took the under and said it won't be under by much. I nailed it. He had 12 today. 12 carries for Stephen Ridley, 74 yards, his longest of the day being 29. Both of those guys running the ball well, but I got to say, Blount has established himself now going into the postseason, in my opinion, as the guy, the number one back on the team. That's what I think LeGarrette Blount is here, and that's what I think he's established for himself. A great, great day for LeGarrette Blount. In terms of other guys that had good days offensively, Julian Edelman, 9 catches on 11 targets, 65 yards, his longest being 14 of the day. Julian Edelman with another productive day for the Patriots. He surpasses 100 catches. He goes over 1,000 yards. He joins Troy Brown and Wes Welker in that group of players that have had that happen for them in a Patriots uniform. So Julian Edelman with a monster day in terms of season accomplishments and season statistics with his 9 catches and 65 yards. Shane Vereen today had a very nice touchdown, as we saw in this game. 3 receptions and 42 yards for Vereen on the day. I thought they used him just enough, because there were some questions about his injury status and how healthy he is. He was targeted 5 times on the day. Shane Vereen, 3 catches on 5 targets. After that, though, I want to skip right to the bad on the offense. Danny Amendola only had 1 catch today. He was targeted 3 times, only had 1 catch. I want to give him this credit. He had some nice blocks in this game. Some nice blocks, which set up some of that stuff from Edelman. So I want to give Amendola credit for that. But in terms of being a part of the offense, he wasn't much of it. And it's not necessarily anything he was doing. The weather dictated so much of this game. And the weather really dictated the passing game. So you could say Tom Brady wasn't very good today, and he wasn't. So put him on the bad list. And that's not an indictment of Tom Brady, though. 14 of 24, 122 yards passing, 1 TD, 1 pick. The pick was a little fluky. And a quarterback rating of 68.4. So, yes, it wasn't a good day for him, but the weather, again, this is why I led with that weather and that rain. It wreaked havoc on this game. Throwing the football, securing the football, the rain played a factor in this game. And that's what led to guys like LeGarrette Blount having such a huge day today. Our buddy and guy we talk about frequently on the defensive side of things, Silver Salinga, 9 tackles for him today. Also had a sack in there as well. Nice afternoon for Silver Salinga. And he was noticeable out there. I think he played pretty well in this game, to the point where he caught your eye a little bit and you thought, this guy's been pretty good. Pretty good. He's probably exceeding your expectations for what he is as a player. So I would say on the defensive side of things, he had a nice day. I thought overall the Patriots, well, if I had to criticize them for the way in which they played on defense, they gave up 224 yards passing to Thad Lewis in the pouring driving rain. And he was a little bit more efficient, 16 of 29, so you can tell that the rain, again, was just a major problem here, and the yards per pass being 7 yards a pass. So that would be the one thing, giving up all the passing yards that we saw today. I saw some of the reaction during the game on Twitter of some of the big plays that they let up in the passing game, that being one of the things fans were annoyed by. So maybe that's the one thing you point to. They did get to the quarterback, though. So if you look at it, the Patriots were able to get to the quarterback a little bit, which was nice, which was a nice thing. And in terms of turnovers with the weather, Patriots lost that football. They didn't lose the football. They lost their grip on the football a few times, and it didn't seem to hurt them in this game in terms of getting the football back. That was, you know, in terms of fumbles lost, they didn't have one, which was impressive. It was absolutely impressive because they were fumbling the football, but they were getting the ball back. 855-PATS-500, the phone number for you, 855-PATS-500. That's just some of the quick off-the-top thoughts about the good and the bad from this game. Also, the injured part, that's the part that I'm most interested in, with it being a Week 17 game, and now the Patriots getting ready for the playoffs. Aaron Dobson limped off the field. By the way, we've got a final in San Diego. The Chargers have won against the Kansas City Chiefs 27-24. And that eliminates the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that puts the San Diego Chargers into the playoffs. We'll get to more on that in just a bit, but I did want to give you that update. Aaron Dobson, he limped off the field back in the first quarter. He suffered what the team called a foot injury. He ran deep pattern down the field, came up lame. He was out 3 games recently dealing with an injury, so it could be an aggravation of that injury. It's not known at this time, but that's something to keep an eye on this week, because going forward, if it's something that would require him to miss any games, I would not be surprised if the Patriots go and call Austin Colley. That possibility is something that we discussed in the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, is that, yes, the Patriots did release him and they cut him again this week, but that doesn't mean he's anything more than a phone call away. Because I don't think a lot of teams are going to be banging down the door to get Austin Colley on their roster right now. The Patriots can call him up. They can get him back if they need him. And we'll have to keep an eye on what the news is related to Aaron Dobson's injury after running down the field, which I thought is too bad, because Aaron Dobson, I like his ability. I thought today he could make an impact on the game. I think he can make an impact on any game. He's a good target, and I think he's going to be a good player in the NFL. And to have his injury happen early in this game, he really wasn't a part of it for long. Logan Mankins helped off the field in the second quarter today. He appeared to injure his leg during LeGarrette Blount's 36-yard touchdown run, the first Patriots touchdown of the day. Went to the locker room. Did not look good. If you saw it on the CBS broadcast, you saw the way he walked off. You saw the way he was helped. He was then helped down the stairs and returned to the Patriots locker room. The team announced it was an ankle injury. They termed it as questionable at that time. But if there is a Patriots player who you would give the toughest player award to, it would probably go to Logan Mankins. I don't know that they have a tougher player on their roster. He is tough, personified. Made a return to the field, and it was only a short time later. He didn't last very long in that locker room. Came back out, was on the field, made a return to the field, made a return to the game. So that could be something that he's dealing with going forward, you know, an ankle injury, rolling ankle, it's sore, it's sprained, whatever the case may be. But I find it hard to imagine that he would miss any time. He's just not that type of guy. He's so tough. So that's something to keep an eye on, too. Does he miss time due to an ankle injury? By playing in today's game, Brandon Spikes, and again, I really don't think that's going to be a factor for Logan Mankins. I think he's totally fine. By playing in today's game, Brandon Spikes has played in 16 regular season games in a season for the first time in his career. However, fourth-year linebacker dealt with an injury in this game. Appeared to be a knee injury late in the game. And if you were reading the reports earlier today on Brandon Spikes, according to at least one report from the Boston Globe, Spikes is going to need surgery on his knee when this season is over. He is going to be a free agent after the season, so we had that information prior to the game today that he's going to need knee surgery. It's what's kept him limited for months now in practice. So the question becomes, is this something that now makes him miss time, or is it something that he's been playing with and it just got really sore because he got hit today, and can he make it back out there? The Patriots can't afford very many more injuries. So we got to keep an eye on that one, too. Brandon Spikes, Dobson. I really don't think the Logan Mankins one is one that will be a major concern to this team. I think Logan Mankins will probably be okay. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We have open phone lines for you right now on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. I'm Mark Bertrand, and we'll be here for the next couple of hours talking about this game, talking about the AFC playoff picture. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick. We'll probably hear from some other players within that Patriots locker room after this big win. Now they know they have a bye. They're going to get a week to get somewhat more healthy than what they are now, get a little bit of rest in there, which will be good for them. And we'll hear from those guys, and we'll take your calls and your emails throughout the postgame as the Patriots finish the year 12-4 with a win over the Buffalo Bills. Here's something I thought about today's game. I never thought it was in doubt. Never thought this game was in doubt. Never felt, even with the Buffalo Bills giving an effort in this game. And trust me, the Bills, they tried to do their best to shoot themselves in the foot with some bad penalties in this one, too. But still, I never felt like the Patriots were not going to win this game. But I do feel like the Bills gave a legitimate effort today. They did not lay down and die. They came out and tried to play this game to the best of their ability. Did they play to the best of their ability? Probably not. But at least they tried to. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number. Let's go out to the phones. Al's in New Jersey. Hi, Al.
Hey, Mark. Great win, 12-4. Did you see Blount sitting on the sideline with his arm around Brady?
I actually did not catch that, Al, so forgive me.
He had his arm around Brady. I guess when you have 334 total yards, you can do that.
You definitely can.
Yeah. You know, the Pats put up 34 points with Brady only passing for 122 yards. And, you know, to me, that's a plus. And here's my point. It means that any team that plays the Pats, they're going to have to spend a lot of time preparing to stop the run and the pass. And so that puts the Patriots in great shape. I mean, home, they're 7-0 at home right now. And I say one game at a time, and I could see us at MetLife Stadium in February. That's all I wanted to say, Mark.
All right, Al. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 855-PATS-500 is that phone number for you. In terms of the Super Bowl in January and everything that comes with that, I don't know that I'm willing to make any predictions like that based on a Week 17 win over the Buffalo Bills. That's what I would say about that. I wouldn't get too ahead of yourself. I am confident in the way this team is playing. By the way, Super Bowl is in February this year, February 2nd. It's not in January. I'm not doing that based on this game. I'm confident in where the Patriots are going into the playoffs. I feel good about this team in terms of looking at the field and figuring out, do they have as good a chance as anybody else? I think they have a better chance than a number of teams. And I think they're in a good position. They're in a good position. They're not the dominant team in this playoffs by any stretch of the imagination, but they are very much in the mix. And they will, I believe, will be in the mix here when it comes to AFC Championship game, possibly Super Bowl, all of that stuff. But don't get ahead of yourself at this point. They finish the year strong. They go 12-4. And they're the number two seed. There's a lot to be happy about with this team. And now you know they're that number two seed. And they're going to get a bye week, which I think is the most important thing. Outside of, you know, who you get to play and where you might have to go on the road, the biggest thing is that the Patriots managed to get a bye. That's the biggest thing. They got their bye, which they very much needed. And so they got it. It looks like with everything going in, correct me if I'm wrong, Kev, but this is now the AFC playoffs. The Broncos are the one. The Patriots are the two. The third seed will be the Bengals at 11-5. The fourth seed, the Colts, also at 11-5. The Chiefs with their loss, the fifth seed, but they were locked into that fifth seed prior to today anyway, no matter what they did. So they go to 11-5 as well with their loss. And the Chargers, they go to 9-7, and that's it. Chargers are in. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they're in. Woo! There we go. Nailed it. Chargers! It's a good one. So the Chargers are in. As the sixth seed, they're in, and now we know. Now we know what it looks like. And so with the seeds being the way they are, we'll have the Chargers, Bengals in the first in the divisional round next weekend, and obviously the times are not announced. Bengals, Chargers, and that will be in Cincinnati. Chargers go to Cincinnati next week, and the Chiefs have to go on the road. No, do I have that right? No, I don't. I totally screwed that up like an idiot. No, I didn't. I didn't screw that up. Look, you're laughing at me now. The Chiefs do. They have to go on the road and play the four seed, the Colts. So that's the way it starts for the Chiefs. They go on the road and they play the Colts this coming weekend. The Bengals and Colts are at home as the 3 and 4 seed. The 5 and 6 seed, the Chiefs and the Chargers are going on the road. Chiefs at Indy, Chargers at Cincinnati. That's what it is. And so what happens is the Broncos play the lowest remaining seed and the Patriots will get the highest remaining seed out of those four teams. So who do you like? Who do you like in those games? I like Cincinnati. And so I'm guessing the Patriots are going to end up with the Bengals. That's why. Because I like Cincinnati in their first game against the Chargers. I think the Bengals at home, on the road, I would like Cincinnati in that game, picking them against the Chargers, Bengals-Chargers. So that would mean the 3 seed is very much alive, and that means the Patriots play the 3 seed, and you're looking at the Broncos getting the winner of Chiefs and Colts. That's how I see it playing out. I'm getting ahead of myself, just by a week, though, but this is what you've got. Now we know what it looks like in the AFC. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, and we go to Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mark. Garrett LeBlanc has beast mode. That was just an unbelievable coming out party for the backs this game. I'm speechless. Just, you know, sitting there going back, watching the highlights. And not only that, but in the special teams with him just breaking away in the open field and leaving people, you know, half his size and supposedly faster than him behind. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, he has good straightaway speed. We've always known that. But he also does make some nice cuts as well, Steve. And in terms of it being a, you know, coming out party, if you will, you know, I think he's been building toward this with some solid performances. You know, he had 16 carries last week for 76 yards and a couple of touchdowns in that game as well. He's had, you know, probably, I think, I want to say 5 games prior to today. Actually make that more than that. He's had 6 games prior to today's game. And you know what? I need to correct it one more time. 7 games this year he's had double-digit carries. So I think he's had some solid performances, but nothing like today. Nothing like today. It's the first time he's gone over 100 yards in a game, and it also gives him a career high in rushing this season, what he did with the Patriots.
Yeah, we also had a game where we got the bounces on fumbles and stuff. I know the weather was going to be a factor, but it was good to, you know, kind of get that bit of the football gods on our side for a change too.
Yeah, no, the weather was brutal. It absolutely was brutal, and it was not, I'm sure, pleasant to play in for either team. And I got to give the Bills a lot of credit, because had I been a member of the Buffalo Bills today, man, I would not have felt like being out there playing that game. And there was no evidence of there being any kind of quit in the Buffalo Bills in this game, because they were, you know, tried to keep themselves in it the best they could right up until the very end, and they were playing in such terrible weather on the road. That would have been the perfect game for a team to just say, ah, forget it, I'm going to check out on this one. I start thinking about what I'm doing tomorrow when I go on vacation. And they didn't do that. That did not happen from this team today, so you do have to give them credit. Speaking of Buffalo, Andrew's in Buffalo. He's up next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Yeah, incredible game, terrible weather, good time for the running game to come up big, with Aaron Blount being MVP of the game. Defense, tackling-wise, very poor. I know it was shitty. It was bad out there. But poor tackling, poor pursuit, bad angles. Jackson, number 22 for Buffalo.
Fred Jackson, yep.
Had a touchdown to red zone. Chandler Jones missed the tackle, but you see, at the linebacker, Hightower, he's not going to the ball very well. Like, he's trying to strip the runner back. Very poor tackling, poor decision. I think they should work on that, you know, with the bye coming in.
Yeah, I think on the play you're talking about, Andrew, he was a little bit late to the play, which I don't think was his fault when we're talking about Hightower. But overall, you're right. There was a lot of poor tackling out on the field today, and Steve Gregory was definitely one of those players on the field that had some missed tackles. That was something that was evident at a couple points in the game. I actually just saw some highlights of that happening just a minute ago on one of the monitors here in the studio, there being some missed tackles. So I understand what you're saying. Definitely a factor for the Patriots, something that they want to make sure they focus on some of those fundamentals while they have a little bit of time off this coming week during the bye. Let's go to Patrick in Germany. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, hello. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I just want to actually say good for the Blount and Ridley, and also the defense, even the last caller kind of wanted to poo-poo on them a little bit. I thought they did a really good job out there tonight. The bad would be the weather and, injured. You know, I never actually thought I'd be, upset about Arrington being, helped off the field, but, I was actually upset tonight because he's been doing really good the past few weeks.
Yeah, he had a play earlier, it was probably in the first quarter that Arrington had let up a big passing play on the sideline, but no, he's been okay. He's been okay, and I want to know that I want to say that he's been great, but he's been okay. I don't have any major gripes with his play. Jackson in Washington is up next. Hey, Jackson.
Hi, Mark. I have 2 questions for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you play that good sound clip again that you were doing last Sunday? Because that's funny.
Yes, we can.
Cool. And then, second of all, if the Patriots play Kansas City in the playoffs, do you think our team as a whole will be ready for them? Because Kansas City's defense is really good, and I'm worried about our offense. Do you think our offense will be able to exploit something from them and we can beat them?
Well, you know, I think the thing, and Jackson, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. When it comes to Kansas City, I know that people have started to talk about it because Andy and Paul were talking about it earlier today in the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social about how much Kansas City scares them. Kansas City, to me, I don't view Kansas City as a big threat in the AFC playoffs for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're going on the road to start the thing. Number two, yes, their defense is good, but I don't think they have great balance on that team in the fact that I don't think their offense is all that great. I know a lot has been made about their record and their turnaround this year and Andy Reid and everything that goes with that. When I look at the field, of the four teams outside of the Broncos and Patriots, so the third seed through the sixth seed, I would rank the Chiefs second out of those teams. I would be more afraid of a Bengals game than I would be a game against the Chiefs, because I think the Bengals are much more balanced. They can play good defense. They can get after the quarterback. You saw them beat your team this year already, and they can do some things on offense. Andy Dalton didn't play well today, but we've seen him play really well. And that team has got a passing game that I would fear. That's the thing that I worry about with the Patriots, is giving up big passing plays and letting the passing game beat them. So do I think, you know, can they get by the Chiefs? If they were to face the Chiefs, would the Patriots offense find a way? If healthy, yes, I think they could. I think they absolutely could. And in terms of the other five teams outside of the Patriots in the AFC, the Chiefs are third on my list. The Broncos, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. That's how I'd rank them, one through three, and then after that I'd go Colts, Chargers. And that's how I would put it. So it's not exactly the listing of the seedings, because the fifth and the fourth seeds between the Chiefs and the Colts there, Colts winning their division, get the fourth seed. But that's what I would say. I would say they're the third most feared team, and I don't really fear any of them. I think the Patriots have a very good chance in any game that they play in these playoffs. But I think a game against Cincinnati could be a lot tougher than a game against Kansas City. Tell me if I'm wrong. Dave's in Connecticut. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how we doing today?
We're doing well.
You know what? Beginning of the season, if anyone said we'd be 12-4 with everything that's happened to us, I'll take it. You know, we're number two seed. We have that first bye. You know, crucial. Nice to see the running game. You know, Blunt was a beast today, obviously. You know, definitely disagree with the call you just had about the defense.
That's good.
I think they played a lot better. I mean, you gotta look at both sides of the ball here. Buffalo had a hard time tackling, too. I think the weather had a lot to do with that, the rain. Okay, they did have a couple crucial stops when they needed to make the stops. They minimized Buffalo's running attack. Okay, and that's what they needed to do to win the game. So let's rest up a week, enjoy the new year, and get ready for the game next weekend, the weekend after, I'm sorry.
That's 2 weeks. Good. You get a week off as a Patriots fan, Dave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. You get a week off as a Patriots fan. You can kick back. No stress next week. Watch all the other games. Enjoy some playoff football, and then get ready for the Patriots game, which will be 2 weeks from now here in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium. Again, those times will not be announced until next week. We won't know when that game is for a little bit. So, you got to wait that one out. We don't know which day. Could be Saturday. Could be Sunday. You have to wait and see. Time of the game, not known. But we know that it will be 2 weeks from now as the Patriots have a bye. 855-PATS-500, the phone number. 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now on the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We have open lines at 855-PATS-500. Send your emails as well to webradio@patriots.com. webradio@patriots.com is the email address that you want to send those emails to. And we'll now go inside the Patriots locker room. After the Patriots finished the year 12-4, they are now the number two seed in the AFC. Heading into the playoffs, they will have a bye week, and joining us now on the line is Patriots kicker Steven Goskowski. Steven, congratulations on this win. Congratulations on being 12-4. And what are you looking forward to heading into the playoffs?
Well, right now it's just nice to have a week off and you know, to rest up and get some time off. And I feel like as a team, it was a bye well earned. And you know, we had to fighting suppress for every win we've gotten this year. And, you know, time to regroup and really refocus going into this playoff run and just try to keep playing our best football.
Have you, you know, kicked in a game that was as wet as this one? Do you remember a game that it rained as hard as it did today?
No, I've never. I don't think I've played in any sport when it was that wet. Obviously, in baseball, you get rained out if it's like that. But yeah, as far as football goes, I've never been anything like that in my life. But, you know, we practice outside every day, and, you know, we gripe the moment about it when Coach Belichick makes us go outside and it's 10 degrees outside and it's raining. And but it definitely pays off when it gets to you get to, you know, put all that hard work and practice in the bad conditions in the Northeast, because you never know what the weather's going to be like up here. It's nice to put into action.
How much more difficult does that make your job on days like this?
Well, I mean, it makes it a lot more difficult, but at the same time, it doesn't make it impossible, and you just got to keep your focus and keep your confidence, and you can just throw the timing and rhythm off. And I think the weather is a lot mental. If you let it affect you mentally, then, you know, it's already going to affect you a little bit. But we knew it was going to rain. I was ready for it. I had it in my mind how I was going to, you know, attack the game and how I was going to, what kind of approach I was going to take to kicking the ball. And, you know, if you have the confidence going out there, and as much as we practice and work at it, you have a good chance of succeeding. And if you have a plan and execute it, and if you just go out there winging it like a chicken with your head cut off, then, you know, you might get some bad results.
Perfect today, 4-for-4 on field goal tries. Does a lot of that have to do with the communication with your holder as well?
Yeah, I mean, Ryan and Danny do a great job. And, you know, I don't know how many kicks we kick in practice, but if you time it, it's the same time within like a hundredth of a second every time. And when it's really windy or rainy or snowy or something like that, the timing gets thrown off a little bit, and you have to slow down a little bit and slow your swing down, and just to be able to keep in rhythm when you slow things down. And, you know, the worst thing you can do in adverse conditions is try to overkick, and kind of just, it's almost like a golf analogy. Just swing easy, like when it's breezy, swing easy. And I feel like the same applies with the rain, and you just kind of have to make good contact and get a good kick on the ball. And, you know, it'll probably stay true if you do that. If you're out of control and you're slipping all over the place, and, you know, you're out of timing, you know, you're probably going to get some bad results.
Special teams playing a big role in this game. Not only your 4 field goals today, but LeGarrette Blount, some big kickoff returns, and he had a big impact in the running game as well. What did you think of your teammates' performance today?
I mean, it's just a fun team to be a part of. And, you know, when you can win games in every, you know, every facet of the game, offense, defense, special teams has a part in winning. And it definitely helps bring the team together. You know, there's been teams where, you know, offense is really good, defense isn't so good, or defense really good, offense is so good. And, you know, you show up the next day and half the team is in a good mood, half the team is kind of ticked off. You know, when you can show up the next day and Coach Belichick hands out team game balls and everybody has a part in winning, it really helps the camaraderie with the team and helps you kind of work hard so you don't let your teammates down. And it's more fun when you win and everybody plays well. And, you know, just the professional league, and it's tough to win, and every win is special, especially like a game like tonight in those crazy conditions and getting the first round bye.
Final question for you. I know you guys came off the field. It was wet. It was a messy day. You're unwinding a little bit after this game. Did anybody in the locker room pay attention to any of the other games that were happening in the NFL?
I don't know. I mean, we have a pound in our head to worry about what we could control, and you know, all we know is that we have a first round bye, and whoever we get to play, we'll get to watch them next week, and we'll find out sometime next week. Right now, it's just time to enjoy the win and, you know, get ourselves mentally ready for a playoff run.
All right, Steve Guskowski, thank you for the time, and congratulations on a very good regular season. You guys finished up very strong, and look forward to the playoffs.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Patriots kicker Steve Guskowski joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We're going to get right back to your calls, talk more about this win for the Patriots, more about this Patriots regular season, what it means going into the playoffs, who's in the playoffs, both AFC and NFC. We'll talk about all the scenarios coming up next.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. 855-PATS-500 is that phone number if you want to jump on board. I see your emails filing in as well. We're going to be reading those. We'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up just about 7 minutes from now. As I said before the timeout, we now know the Patriots, the second seed, the Chargers rallying for a win today in overtime, come in as the sixth seed today. So we know the AFC playoff picture, how it stands right now. We know what the games will be in the AFC coming up next week. And where do the Patriots fit into all of that for you? Where do they rank among the teams in the AFC? If I had to rank them right now, I would put the Patriots probably in a tie for the top of that. I mean, I look at the Denver Broncos, and if you were going to a game as the Patriots, I'd say the advantage the Broncos have is that they get the game in their own place. But in terms of ability to win football games in the playoffs, I don't know how you can't feel good about where the Patriots are at right now. In terms of toughest opponents, though, I will say this. Rank your toughest opponents of the AFC playoff field. How do you rank those teams? And I've already ranked them for you, but I would put the Broncos at the top. And after the Broncos, I'd put the Bengals, and I'd put the Chiefs third, I'd put the Colts fourth, and I'd put the San Diego Chargers as fifth. That's how I would rank the other five playoff teams and how they rank in terms of tough opponents. You tell me what your listing is, or your ranking is for the other five teams in the AFC playoffs. Back to the phones before we get to Bill Belichick. Chester is in Oregon. Hey, Chester.
Hey, Mark, what's happening, man? You know, three cheers to LeGarrette Blount. I could not be more happy about his performance today, and here's why. You know, finally somebody other than Tom Brady steps up to take control of a football game, you know, and to me it's critical, critical timing. Going into the playoff atmosphere, it's going to be closer games, momentum's important, ball control's important. Look, this guy is here to stay, in my opinion, and while today was somewhat of an aberration with the stats, this guy is bringing major stability to this team. And, you know, while I feel like we could have done even more with more weapons out there, this guy is clearly part of the nucleus right now of the direction this team's going post-Gronk. And, you know, just absolutely thrilled. Again, you know, years past, Tom Brady has always been the guy to pull the trigger and make things happen. And if Brady had an off day, we were typically in trouble. So, you know, with that said, I couldn't be more happy with that performance. You know, I've been rooting for him all year, being an Oregon transplant over here. Lastly, you know, just lastly, talking about your rankings of the AFC opponents, I would say the Chiefs got to be in that second spot in terms of an imposing opponent. I just see bad matchups across the board, and that defense freaks me out. We all know how TV can get happy to with some of that bad pass rush. But more than anything, blown four, sniffing like Fred Kirsch, and I'm out. Later.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Chester. 855-PATS-500. That's where Maurice in South Carolina reaches us tonight. Hi, Maurice.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was excited and pleased about the performance. Today, my only problem defensively is Steve Gregory is missing a lot of tackles. Going forward, I think our toughest game is going to be the game 2 weeks, the divisional playoff game. And if we win that, I think if we get to the AFC Championship game, probably in Denver, all the pressure goes to Peyton Manning and you know how he performs in the playoffs in cold weather. And I think if we win this game 2 weeks, I think we can beat Denver in Denver. And also, Aaron Dobson, he's always hurt, and I think he's going to have to be on the active list these next couple of weeks because he's the only deep threat that we have. We have intermediate and slot guys, and I think he's probably the only deep threat that we have. So I'm hoping the injury is not that bad. And lastly, as far as the ranking, I mean, I would put Denver 1, New England 2, Kansas City 3. Now, if we win that playoff game in 2 weeks, Denver will be 1 and New England will be 1 because I think we can beat Denver. So I just wanted to know what your feeling was that.
Well, I think, you know, I give Cincinnati a lot of credit because they already beat the Patriots once this season.
Yeah, and it was a fluke win. We had young receivers. We were still growing. I don't count that. And we only lost by 6-7 points.
I know, but they've been a very good team. And I know Marvin Lewis has a history of not winning playoff games. But I think the Bengals are playing well outside of Andy Dalton having some bad plays in today's game. So I think the Bengals at this point are playing well. And I think they're a team that can do a little bit of both. They can play well on defense. They can pressure the quarterback. But they also have some semblance of a pretty decent offense. And I know Jamaal Charles in Kansas City is a big part of what they do. And I know Dwayne Bowe is there too. But I just don't see it with that team in terms of the offensive output of some of the other teams in the AFC. And I think you need to do both at this time of year. I don't think you can just get by anymore on one side of the football being great. And I just look at the Chiefs and I just think, yeah, they've got a pretty good defense, really good defense, but can they score points? I'm more afraid of the teams that can do it on both sides of the ball and have a little bit more balance. And the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm just not buying in on the Chiefs. I'm not buying in on that team yet. I know they had a great regular season. I know that Andy Reid has done a lot of great things for that team this year. Just not sold on what they are at this point. So we'll have to wait and see. Again, Chargers in the playoffs as the sixth seed. What an amazing day on that front. With the way it came out to be for the Chargers to be into the playoffs. You got to hand it to them. They needed to win and then also needed Baltimore to lose or tie, or Miami to lose or tie, or they needed to tie themselves and have both Miami and Baltimore lose. So they got what they needed, which was the Miami and Baltimore part of that. They got the help from both of those teams, and then they also won their game in a dramatic fashion. Pittsburgh is probably not too happy with kicker Ryan Suckup for missing a field goal for Kansas City with 4 seconds in regulation. Bob's in Attleboro. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Certainly pretty excited about the game today. You know, it's Blunt had a lunch pail type game today with the effort that he had constantly going. I think the outlook for this team is certainly pretty good. I think that as always, it comes down to health. You know, to how healthy this team can be. But really, to get back to LeGarrette, you know, Mark, I think you had some pretty pointed words about Mr. Blount earlier in the year. I think you called him a fat boy. So you must be pretty excited to see the fat boy, you know, having a fantastic game for the past today, huh?
That is not what I said, Bob. What I said earlier in the year was LeGarrette Blount. It was a joke about LeGarrette Blount. And I'm not going to repeat it here. It was a joke about him being a... Well, you know what? I will.
It's funny because he's fat.
It was that he's a fat Blount. Get it? It was a joke. It had nothing to do with LeGarrette Blount being fat. LeGarrette Blount is a thick running back.
You want to get high?
Don't even start on me and LeGarrette Blount. I've been high on that guy. No get it? I've been high on that guy all year long. I've been praising LeGarrette Blount since the preseason, when everyone told me that his
That's
huge
good.
Preseason performance was not meaningful. It was against third stringers. What are you watching? He's big. He's slow. He's lumbering. That's not the guy you want out of the backfield. I said, no, you are wrong. LeGarrette Blount can make a difference for this team. He can make a difference for this team. And what does he do? He makes a difference for the team. All year long. It wasn't just today. I mean, today was obviously a huge day for him. Huge day for him. But he's been helping this team all year long, and I think the roles have flipped between him and Ridley. I think he's the number one guy, and I'm happy to see it because he's one of my favorite players on this team. And in fact, he is my all-time favorite post-game interview on this show. LeGarrette Blount.
That's good.
LeGarrette Blount was my favorite post-game interview of the regular season. I'll let the record reflect that one. I told him, you just got to make that appeal to the league on that FedEx envelope for dancing with the musket men in the end zone and throwing the football into the stands. LeGarrette Blount had a terrific season. Big fan of LeGarrette Blount, so I'm happy to see that he's had such a breakout game today. Big fan of LeGarrette Blount. 6-1, I gave the wrong number there. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. After the game, Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, 12-14.
Idiot.
Headed to the playoffs as the second seed. What did the head coach have to say?
All right, well, once again, you know, I thought it was a good, solid effort by our team. We got, you know, great contributions in all three phases. And obviously, it's a, you know, tremendous game by LeGarrette. You know, clearly the best player on the field. He had a tremendous day. And but you know, we got it from everybody here. And you know, I thought that Buffalo played hard, like they always do. You know, they're a tough football team. They battled us all the way. And you know, fortunately, we were just able to make a few more plays and make a few at the right time, get a couple stops, get a couple scores, make a couple plays in the kicking game. Some situational football that, you know, helped us out there. And so we're excited to be 12-4 moving into the playoffs. And we still got a lot of work to do. I still think we can do things better than what we're doing, which we'll need to whoever we play. We know it'll be a tough opponent, whoever the next opponent is. So hopefully we can play our best football when that time comes in a couple weeks.
Well, how much did the weather conditions dictate going to the running game?
Yeah, well, it was tough out there. It was tough to throw the ball, tough to catch it. You know, we saw a bunch of balls, you know, on the ground more so than usual. So that was definitely a factor. It got worse as the game went along. But, yeah, it's definitely a running game. Yeah, well, he did a great job running the ball. We did a good job blocking. You know, the guys in front of him did a good job blocking, gave him an opportunity to get started. And you know, he's a guy that, you know, if you can get him started, he can really make some yards. I mean, you know, no back and run when there's no blocking. But, you know, he did a great job. And so the guys on the kickoff return team, you know, we haven't had, you know, a lot of big plays in that area during the year. But over the past few weeks, you know, we got a little spark there from Josh. And then, you know, certainly LeGarrette today. So that was a huge force.
Phil, another day where you guys show a lot of mental toughness. We've seen it all throughout the years, overcoming injuries and deficits. Do you just expect that out of this group at this point, that they're going to be able to fight through conditions or injuries or what have you?
That's what we have to do. Yeah, go out there every week. I mean, everybody's got to deal with something. So, you know, have everybody ready to go, and whoever's called on, you know, if we put them out there, we have confidence in them. Like, we wouldn't put them out on the field if we weren't confident in them.
Coach, a lot of time momentum is meaningful going into the playoffs. Do you feel like your team has good momentum right now?
I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think whoever plays good in the playoff wins. I don't think momentum has anything to do with it.
Just talk about maybe how that's helped with his development.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's ever been any question about, you know, Julian's skills or, you know, his toughness or his competitiveness or his, you know, it's just, yeah, you're right. This is the year he's been able to stay on the field, and certainly his production has, you know, has paralleled his time on the field. And he's done a good job with his opportunities. And so that's, you know, I mean, he always practices hard, plays hard, prepares well. He's always a tough guy you can count on from that standpoint. And this year he's been healthy.
Do you like the Brady score on his punt?
Well, you know, it was like third and half a mile. You know, Leonard made a good play to get back there and get it. But, you know, it was a play that we felt like we, you know, we had good protection on. And, you know, rather than go through the hole, you know, third and long deal, a punt rush and all that, that we were able to get a little cleaner play out there. But he's done that for us a couple times in the past. He's always ready.
On the first play of the fourth quarter, were you committed to the field goal at that point, or what was your thinking on that?
First play of the fourth quarter.
Well, when you drew them offsides.
Oh, when they jumped, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they jumped offside, so it was first down. I mean, we never got a chance to kick it. It really wasn't much of a decision.
Phil, you had Vereen back on the kickoffs, at least the first one or two, and then you went to Blount. Was that because of the way he was running? You maybe wanting to give him more chances?
No, I mean, they've all returned him. You know, I think, you know, Shane has a little more experience back there, you know, just overall with ball handling with the conditions and all. But, you know, LeGarrette was ready to go. And so, you know, we've used guys before, used more than one guy before.
Colts and
one. Yeah, we saw it up on the scoreboard there. You know, we came out at like 4:30 or whatever time it was.
Coach, I know you talked about momentum, but LeGarrette's kickoff returns, I mean, those are huge in this game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, look, he had a tremendous day. It was, I mean, what, the best day of all time for Patriots, you know, total yardage. I mean, so, I mean, what, you know, it was a tremendous day.
Carried the team at those particular times.
Yeah, he carried the team on his back most of the day. I mean, he had 330 some yards. I don't know how many else, how much more we had besides that. But so he did the bulk of it, no question. I mean, he had some help, but he did a great job, tremendous.
So, personal level, when you bring a player in, and you know he came here with maybe a little adversity to overcome, and then he makes the team coming out of camp, but certainly was no layup for him all the way through the offseason. And then, I know you have more football to play, but for this last regular season game, is it at all rewarding as a coach to see a guy come into your program and make that kind of progress?
He's made contributions for us all year. I mean, you were at the Atlanta game. I mean, you know, you've been at all the games. I mean, he's contributed for us all year. And I think definitely, you know, assist on this one has to go to our assistant pro personnel director, Tlaib, who, you know, was I talked to before we, you know, traded for LeGarrette, and, you know, everything he said about him is absolutely right. And he's a good football player, who loves to play, who works hard, and is a team player. You know, great guy for the team in the locker room. And so he's been all those things.
How happy do you feel for the team the way they earned the bye?
I'm happy for them. They definitely earned it. You're right. Nobody gave them anything. They had to go out and earn it, win 12 games. And a lot of them were very tough and competitive and came down to the wire. So this team earned it. I'm happy for them. And, but at the same time, you know, this isn't our only goal for the season. We need to play our best football going forward, so we know we'll have a big challenge ahead of us in a couple of weeks.
You are believing that clearly winning by increasing the chances
of the playoffs. Well, I mean, we're in the second round of the playoffs now, so. Yeah, I mean, we're in the second round.
Hey, Coach, LeGarrette's 6 feet, 250 pounds. Are you surprised a guy that big can return kickoffs so well?
Well, I think he's got good running skills. I mean, we've seen him, Steve. He's not a fullback out there. He's you know, got some quickness, got good vision, got excellent elusiveness in the secondary, which is kind of what kickoff returns are. So, you know, I think the big thing for him is, you know, judging the ball and, you know, handling the ball on those kicks, as he hasn't had a lot of experience doing it, but he's worked hard at it. And you know, I'd say he's definitely improved. Everybody's confident in him. Right. Well, I think Slater was back there with him. If I'm not mistaken, with Green. But no, it was just the opening kickoff, the ball handling, the rain, the conditions, and all that. You know, Shane's got a little more experience doing that. But you know, we have confidence in both guys.
Skowski all year, but scored a lot of points today. You've talked about his contribution all season long.
Yeah, well, all three of those guys. I mean, this is about as tough a conditions as you could kick in, snap, hold, and kick in. And that Ryan did a great job of getting the ball down. Danny, of course, snapping it, and Steve kicking it. I mean, it was these are not easy kicks. And the whole operation, the timing, and just the execution of them. But, you know, the balls were up. They were, you know, they were high. They were straight. Steve did a great job. But so the whole operation was good. I mean, it was a tough day to kick. And I thought Ryan punted well, too. You know, we could have, you know, obviously had one down, another one down in there inside the five. But, you know, we missed an opportunity. But, you know, those guys did a terrific job, given the conditions. It wasn't an easy day. Okay, great. Thank you.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick after the team moves to 12-4 on the year. They lock up the number two seed in the AFC playoffs. The AFC playoff picture is set at this point. The NFC playoff picture not set as of yet. They need to sort that one out tonight on Sunday Night Football, the final regular season game of the NFL season. And that happens right now between Dallas and Philadelphia. That game just getting underway. The winner of that game is in the playoffs. The winner of that game will take the NFC East, whether it be the Eagles or the Cowboys playing in Dallas tonight. The winner of that one moves on and clinches a spot again in the NFC playoffs, but the rest of the NFC field is set with the Seahawks, the Panthers, the Saints, the 49ers, and the Packers by way of their win over the Bears today. The final team is to be determined between the Eagles and the Cowboys, and that game is going on right now, as I said. In the AFC, it's the Broncos, the Patriots. After that, the Bengals, the Colts, the Chiefs, and the Chargers, 1-6. Both the Broncos and Patriots, they have a bye. Both the Seahawks and the Panthers will have a bye as well. Those four teams will not play next weekend, including this team. As you heard Bill Belichick say, they are already in the second round of the playoffs. The phone number for you, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number. Jump on board on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots will host their first playoff game 2 weeks from now. Want to get to some of your emails, webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. Tom Brady coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear what the Patriots quarterback had to say after what was a dismal day for him in the passing game due to the weather, in my opinion. The weather wreaked havoc on the passing game in this game today. And as I say that, I want to read this email from JB in Virginia. Mark, please don't make excuses for Brady. Tom has been given much credit, deserved, for not letting the rain affect his passes in the many rain games he has played in his career. Today, his game was off. Why didn't he try a glove on his throwing hand? Father time is in his rearview mirror and closing fast. Two games, ball to blunt. Also, on the lack of sleep, think about it if you had twins. Congratulations, JB in Virginia. JB, I don't know if this came across on TV, and I said this to start the show, and I even asked Stephen Guskowski. Stephen Guskowski said today he has never played at any level of sports in the rain that he played in today. I don't know that this was just a typical rain game. It was ridiculous downpours here at this game. And I came into the studio in the fourth quarter and I looked at the TV and I thought, they are really not capturing how hard it is raining out there. It is really not coming through on the television side of things. Kevin Collins will tell you how hard it was raining. He left our studio after the pregame show with about 8 waterproof layers on. He came back wet. You did. You came back.
I'm literally in my underwear right now because I have no dry clothes
well,
on.
Well, I'm glad that there's a half wall between you and I because I can't see that.
Just free balling back here.
Oh, I don't need to know about that. And I definitely don't want to see that. But Kevin Collins came back to this studio after the game wet. And he had all the proper gear on. I'm just turning behind me here and seeing
boots. Not only not all the proper gear, but about 3 layers of the proper
three
gear.
3 layers of went the through team all of issued it. Proper rain gear. And it's just soaked.
Like legit Columbia Gore-Tex stuff over here that it just went right through everything.
It just couldn't hold up. Couldn't hold up with this rain today. And you could see it. Even on some plays where he had time and he made a throw and was looking for an open guy, the ball just came out of the hand. It was so terrible because he just couldn't hold on. That's why you saw people losing the football. They were lucky. The Patriots were very good. They got the bounces to go their way because they had a tough time securing the football today. It wasn't just Tom Brady. LeGarrette Blount, Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley dropped the ball 1 point after the whistle. He had hit the ground and ball popped out. You saw on a kickoff. Oh, no, not a kickoff. Excuse me. It was on a punt that the Patriots tried to pin down at the 3-yard line. You see a player land on the ball and it squirts out and shoots 10 yards because it's just so wet out there. I mean, I don't know. I understand that Brady's gotten credit, I guess, for playing in rain games, which I don't remember off the top of my head, but that's not to say I'm wrong. To say I'm right, sorry. I don't know what I'm trying to say there. But you know what I mean. I did not consider this a typical rain game. It was torrential out there. So with that email from JB, I read this one from Sam on the other side. The weather played a big part today with a dry ball in Brady's hands and Blunt with the run. Don't you think we could take on anyone? Sam in England. Sam, I think if they run the ball and they have more of a commitment to the run when it's not raining, they have a better product. My one criticism of this team last week was getting away from the run. I want them to run the ball a little bit more. I like it when they run the football. I think they have the guys in the backfield who can run the football. And the offensive line, put them in the good category today. We haven't spent any time on them yet. They played well again today. Logan Mankins doing a nice job back at the guard spot. Nate Solder looked good back in at his normal tackle spot. The offensive line getting the push. You saw LeGarrette Blount, first touchdown of the day, right up the back of Logan Mankins making a big block and then him cutting back to the right and taking it to the end zone on that 36-yard touchdown. I want to see more of the running when they don't necessarily need it due to the weather, but they just want to mix it up and keep that a big part of what they do because you see what they can do when they do run. And I hope everybody's in on LeGarrette Blount. I hope everybody's buying in on that guy as a real, legitimate threat coming out of the backfield. Pete from Augusta, Maine, one of our regulars. Pete writes in, you called it, Mark. Blount, Blount, Blount. That brightened your day? Said it before the season started. Shades of Corey Dillon. It's what we needed. I'll say it now. Key to us winning in the playoffs. A big scare with Mankins. That's from Pete. A big scare, but you know what? It's okay, Pete. He'll be out there. Man, Logan Mankins will miss no time. That's my prediction. He'll miss no time with this injury. It appears to be some sort of ankle tweak. He came back out. He played today, and he looked okay. Let's get to the Pats fan from Germany writing in with his good, bad, and the ugly. It's normally good, bad, injured, but we'll take it. He writes, hi, Mark, what a game. Here's my take on the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, LeGarrette Blount, the offensive line, Julian Edelman, Chandler Jones, Dane Fletcher, and the defense. Overall, the bad, not much comes to mind. Maybe the wide receivers aside from Edelman, and obviously the injuries as well. The ugly, the weather. It was ugly. He writes, congrats to the Patriots for closing out the season in convincing fashion. The Pats are a tough team on both sides of the football. That's what it takes for a long playoff run. Happy holidays from Germany. That's from Stefan, the Pats fan in Germany. Trey from Dallas checks in. He writes, I was excited about LeGarrette Blount when we got him, but what he has done this season is more than I expected. Very impressive. Good, tough running from him. Trey, otherwise known as T. Willis. Rachel writes in, I don't know, but the passing game was not getting it done today. Is it too much of an overreaction to say the Pats need to become more run-oriented moving forward through the playoffs? And is anyone else hoping these passes on short third downs aren't going to come back to bite us lately? Lastly, someone needs to light a fire under Amendola and Dobson's butts. The drops week after week are ridiculous. They're killing their teammates who have to pick up the slack and risk injury. You can't count on them week after week just to catch the ball. It's rare when Dobson's in the right place and when he is like, I don't know what that even is. I'm going to skip that part of the email. And on a positive note, I fully expect to see a Marry Me Blount sign in the stands in 2 weeks. Unbelievable game. Let's ride him. Go Pats. Rachel, Dobson got hurt early today. A lot of his routes are down deep down the field, which in a game like this are, in my opinion, useless. And on top of that, Amendola's drops today, I go back to the weather thing. I saw a ball hit him right in the hands. I mean, square in the hands. And it was a good pass. It was one of Brady's better passes of the day. And it went right through because you could tell he could not corral the pass. Couldn't do it. Sometimes you still have to try and throw the ball, even with the rain. Eric writes in, Thad Lewis had a much better game than Tom Brady in the same conditions, twice the yardage, with more pressure from the pass rush. So he's saying you can't excuse it for Brady and the Patriots. But Thad Lewis didn't have a great game. He threw for 247 as opposed to 122. He completed two more passes than Tom Brady. Tom Brady completed 14 passes today on 24 tries, and Thad Lewis completed 16 on 29 tries. So what are we really talking about here? Thad Lewis didn't have some kind of great game today. I've seen that, you know, coming on the email. Sorry, I'm not buying in on Thad Lewis having had a great game today. Don't get caught up in the yardage. He completed two more passes than Tom Brady. Two. And he took five more chances to do it. I don't think Thad Lewis had a great game today. Sorry, not ready to put Thad Lewis in the hall. Tom Brady on the day for the Patriots finished with 14 of 24, 122 yards, one touchdown, one pick. That was on the tip up in the air by Shane Vereen. So that one's on Vereen. And he was sacked once. Rating today of 68.4. No one's saying he played well. He played poorly. I think there were some external factors outside of just Tom Brady being prepared for the game that played into that. We will hear from Tom Brady and what he had to say after this game coming up next on the Patriots post-game show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a Triple Play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSM fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
The Patriots Post Game Show with Mark Bertrand. Welcome back to the Patriots Post Game Show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show. We'll hear from Tom Brady just 3 minutes from now. Let's get to some more emails. Rocco in Ireland writes in, good win today. How good was Blunt again? Exclamation point. Overall, a good regular season. Let's hope it continues into the playoffs. I would also like to point out how solid Gostkowski has been this year. I think he only has missed three all season compared to the six or seven last season. He's, of course, speaking about Stephen Gostkowski, who was kind enough to join us here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Stephen Gostkowski, a perfect 4 of 4 today in this game, 30-34-20, your final. He put up 12 of those points with his foot today. This year, he missed a total of three. He went 34 of 37 on field goals this season, from what I'm looking at right now. And then you know what? I may have to adjust that for you right now. Yes, this does not include today's. So on the year, he was actually 37 of 40. So yeah, three different times this year, he did not hit a field goal. So he missed three all season. Last year, he was 29 of 35. So he missed six. As Rocco says, he did miss six this last season. This year, he only missed three. So an improvement for Stephen Gostkowski this year. And he's been clutch. Not only that, he's come up with some big kicks for this team in recent weeks. Stephen Gostkowski has been very good for the Patriots. So, thanks for the email from Rocco in Ireland. Josh writes in, are the Pats really worth a number two seed? Are we hot enough to make a run? Yeah, they went 12-4. That's worthy of being a two seed. That's a game better than three of the other teams behind them in both the Chiefs, the Colts, the Bengals. Yes. So, yeah, I think they're absolutely worthy of being a two seed. And I think that they are, you know, hot enough. I don't know what you exactly mean by them being hot. They finished the year on a good note with a good win over Baltimore last week. They won again today, but I think we all kind of expected that out of them. So, yeah, I think they're in good shape going into the playoffs. And yes, I think they're worthy of a two seed. Jared writes in, hey, Mark, thanks so much for a great show all season. There's a lot of good and bad from today's game, but in respect to other callers and emailers, I'll keep my list to three items per category. The good, LeGarrette Blount, Stephen Gostkowski, Nate Ebner. The bad, Butterfingers. Yes, it was pouring, but four fumbles. Edelman getting snubbed from a spot in the Pro Bowl. I would not put that on the bad list because you know what? I'm not all that concerned with it. And number three, this is going to sound nitpicky, and it is LeGarrette Blount, especially considering the type of production LeGarrette Blount gave today. But the Patriots are fortunate he wasn't penalized for taunting at the end of his first touchdown run in the first quarter. He high-stepped into the end zone and mocked the pursuing defender, which can draw a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct. That is way too nitpicky, to be honest with you. I don't like to see it, but I wouldn't put that on the bad list. I just think that's a bit of a nitpick there, Jared. I'm not worried about that right now. Patriots are the 2 seed, and they're 12-4. And I don't think that what he did was that bad on that play, and I watched him on that play because I was kind of half expecting some sort of wild celebration, and I didn't get it. So I don't think it was that bad. And you know what? Again, I watched it live and in person, so I don't know if there was something caught on camera that I did not notice here in the stadium. So I'll have to take another look at it, but I didn't think it was that bad. Tom Brady today, as I mentioned, 122 yards passing. Not a great day for Tom Brady, but a great day for the Patriots going to 12-4 and moving on to the playoffs as the 2 seed. Here's what the Patriots quarterback had to say.
What were you telling LeGarrette Blount when he kind of had his arm draped around you, you know, as the game was winding down, where you really knew, okay, we got this one in the bag?
We were pretty excited. So that was a great performance by him, by the offensive line. That was a just amazing day.
You've handed the ball to a bunch of different backs over your career, going all the way back to Antoine Smith when it first started with you, to Corey Dillon, and I'm trying to get to the, you know, the angry physical runners.
Yeah.
You know, Blount, I don't want to say he tiptoes, and I just talked about it with Steve, but that's kind of a disrespect saying you're unsure. What's his style when you hand it to him and you see him run? Because you've handed it to a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Well, he's big, and when he gets going downhill, he's just he's a big guy, bigger than anybody that's trying to tackle him. So he can just put his head into the pile, and the offensive line knows that if they got a hat on a hat, that we're going to make some yards. So he did that today. Ridd had a great game, I thought, too. Shane contributed. The backs were huge. You know, the receivers really contributed. So the line played great. Defense played great. Special teams. Steve kicked the ball great. I mean, pretty amazing day.
Let's talk about kicking the ball for a moment.
Yeah.
With your punt on 3rd and a mile.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good one.
It was a 32-yard punt.
Yeah, it could have been a lot better. Leonard's a punt returner, so he fair caught it. He made a smart play, but I didn't, it wasn't a very good punt.
You will stop the run defensively, and you have to be able to run it when you want to offensively.
Yep.
Heading into the playoffs, is that important to know that your team has that attribute to a fair extent?
Yeah, and I think we've shown that we can win different ways too. So, and we've had some pretty, you know, the weather conditions have been, you know, interesting this year. Yeah, I'd say adverse, but we found ways to overcome it. So today was a great job. I mean, to score 34 points in a downpour is pretty good football. So that was just a, you know, it was a great all-around performance. That's what we needed.
For the number of guys who have dings and the opportunity to fully prepare and get yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, there's no games bigger than the ones that we have coming up. So this is really a week to get a jump on it and prepare for it. And it's good to advance the second round of the playoffs. You know, who knows who we're going to play, but we're going to have to play good. I think that's the important thing.
It seems like there are a lot of guys in that locker room who are legitimately excited and happy for LeGarrette. What kind of impact has he had with you guys this year? And talk about how he's a veteran going to be going to the postseason for the first time. What you can expect?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of guys like that on our team who haven't been to the postseason. So, I mean, it's just, look, we advanced. It's great. Put together a great season. But it doesn't mean much now. So we're seated. We got to go out there and play great football. And no matter what the conditions are, no matter what team we play, we're going to have to play a 60-minute game, play good in all three phases. And I think we've worked hard to put ourselves in this position. We've earned it. 12-4 is a good record. You know, we'll really see what we're made of here in a couple weeks.
About all the different weather conditions, and you've played in a lot throughout your career. Where did this rank? Was this about as bad to throw the football in?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played in one like this. You know, we had the water on the field was at the end was it was just puddles. So I'd never seen it on our field before. But look, both teams are playing in it, so you just deal with it as best you can. You know, we made some big plays. I mean, they didn't turn the ball over at all. They turned over on downs. You know, we had the one turnover. The ball was out a few times, so I think we got to do a better job protecting it, and certainly whatever the conditions are in a few weeks, we got to do a great job. I'm sure it's going to be cold.
How much does the bye week mean to you?
I mean, if we're playing, we're playing. If we're not, we're not. I mean, we'll still figure out a way to get better and try to make improvements. And I'm sure there's a lot we can do better. You know, we've got a long season to evaluate, you know, where we're at and what we're doing well. Different guys have contributed at different times. So it'll be our best stuff come, you know, next, whatever it is.
You guys have been shuffling a lot of guys up front, you know, dealing with it, whether it's Nate or this. What's going through your head when Logan's getting helped off the field? Because, you know, we know his toughness, played on a torn ACL.
Yep.
For him to get helped off, that's pretty significant. Yet he comes back in the game. Spike's playing through stuff.
Yeah.
You got a lot of that.
There's a lot of tough guys, and that's what it's all about. It's what the football season's all about, and guys playing through injuries and giving everything they got. And I mean, there's nobody tougher than Logan Mankins. So, you know, when he's getting helped up, I mean, you know he's not feeling good, but he fought through it. And I mean, there's nobody that I've ever played with that's as tough as him. He's right up there. I mean, Matt Light was so tough, and Druzy, but Logan is, I mean, Logan's second to none.
Tom, as your career goes on, how much do you value these opportunities to be in the playoffs and compete for a championship? And how do you impart that urgency to the rest of the team?
Well, I don't take anything for granted. I mean, I don't take for granted a practice or, you know, the opportunity to go out and do something I love with teammates that I love to do it with. So I'm just proud of this team, what we've been able to accomplish. And we've faced some, a lot of adversity. You know, a lot of guys have stepped into some different roles and been very flexible. It's been guys who really become dependable, consistent players for our team. And as you see, the strength of our team, our offensive line, and what a great job they did tonight against one of the best defensive lines in the league. The way they, you know, did in the run game was incredible. So that's a big strength, and we're gonna need it here in a couple weeks.
I've heard you say before, this is what you play for, though, all year, is right now, this opportunity that you've earned right now.
Yeah, I mean, you play hard to put yourself in a position, and we're here now in this position, and it's a good spot to be in. But we got to go out there and take advantage of it. I mean, anything can happen, and if you don't go out there and give it your best, so we're gonna try to be our best in a few weeks. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady after the win to move his team to 12-4 on the year and lock up that number two seed. Chris Gasper asking him there late about the urgency and how do you kind of spread that urgency with the other guys here in terms of, I think Gasper's talking about the fact that Brady having another shot here in the playoffs and time on his career, he's on the back nine for sure. You know, is there a certain sense of urgency with him that he can somehow convey to his players about how important it is to be in the postseason? And a guy like LeGarrette Blount, who's going to be in the postseason for the first time, to not take it for granted and to absolutely maximize the opportunity that is given to the team. Kind of an interesting thing, an interesting thought. How do the veterans, and this isn't just about Tom Brady, it's about the veterans, who know that these opportunities don't just happen. It's not easy to get to this point. It has not been easy for the Patriots to go 12-4. Sometimes they make it look easy, but it's not easy to get to this point in terms of the preparation and the work that they've put in and the adversity that they've faced in terms of the injuries that they've had on this team this year. It's taken a lot of hard work and a lot of preparation for this team to execute and get to the point where they're at. The number two seed in the AFC, they are very deserving of that number two seed, and now they're going to look to do some damage in the playoffs. Email comes in, webradio@patriots.com, and open lines for you at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. LeGarrette Blount with a huge day today. Julian Edelman, another big day for him, and reaching some season milestones, having the 1,000 yards, the 100 catches. A good day for him with his 9 grabs on the day. We'll hear from both LeGarrette Blount and we'll hear from Julian Edelman. That's coming up next on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Have a hot take on today's Patriots game? Hit up Mark on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Patriots postgame show live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
About 15 minutes left to go in the program. Let's get your calls on board at 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now if you want to get involved and give us your thoughts heading into the playoffs. Talking a little bit about the AFC playoff picture, I made that comment about Ryan Suckup.
Playoffs,
missing that kick, and Pittsburgh, you know, probably not being happy with him. Pete tweets in, maybe Pittsburgh should try starting a season better than 2-6, and they won't have to worry. Not KC's fault that they suck. I wasn't blaming Kansas City. And come on, just saying. Guy misses a 41-yard field goal to win a game. You can understand why Pittsburgh wouldn't be happy with that. People overreact. You know what? They overreact. They spew their hate on Twitter.
Suck it, Trebek.
It's like, come on now. Don't take it that seriously. Again, that phone number is 855-PATS-500. What a day for LeGarrette Blount. What a beast LeGarrette Blount is. Love that guy. Love what he's done this year. Love that he's become such a big part of this team. And is just kind of one of those guys that has the attitude of this team. How can you not like LeGarrette Blount? I think he's terrific. And this is what LeGarrette Blount had to say today after carrying the ball 24 times for 189 yards, scoring two touchdowns, two very long touchdowns of 35 yards or more, two huge kickoff returns in the return game, 83 and 62 yards. Here is the man, LeGarrette Blount.
I like touching the ball no matter what the weather is anyway. But, I'm not going to argue with them if they want to give it to us.
Do you feel you have the advantage under these conditions?
I feel like we had to man up, you know, and play tough football, you know, with the conditions. And whoever played better football, you know, physically is going to be the winner. It was just the excitement of us, you know, winning this game and getting that first round bye into the playoffs. You know, we can go into this week and we can get a lot of rest, you know, and we have, you know, 2 weeks to study a lot of film on whoever we're gonna play.
This whole week you've been talking about, you know, we're focused on Buffalo. Is that when it hit you, you know, I'm going to the playoffs officially?
I was excited about it, you know, after we beat the Ravens. And then this right here is just icing on the cake, you know, and we can't beat it.
Did you, when you came here from Tampa, I mean, you come from a situation where it wasn't a winning situation. You come here, did you notice the difference right away in terms of just how they do things and how you can win?
Yeah, I noticed the difference, you know, as soon as I got here, you know, you could just tell how close-knit and how tight the group of guys here are, the coaches are different, you know, and it's just a completely different atmosphere.
What separates a winning situation like this from a losing situation? Because they have a Buffalo, they haven't made the playoffs since
99. What separates them is winning.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really separates them. We win a lot more games.
How would you describe the conditions?
It was cold and it was rainy, you know, and it was hard for a lot of guys to keep their footing. And we just went into the game with the mindset to run the football, you know, and play physical football, and that's what we did.
Hard for a lot of guys, but it didn't seem like it was extremely hard for you to keep your
footing. It's just the mindset and the will of you know, what's at stake and the urgency that we have to have to, you know, continue to be, you know, successful and how important this first round bye was.
Running backs always talk about running to daylight. How well were you able to do that all day? Was it just the feel out there?
No, it was the offensive line. All we have to do is find the holes, you know. And they blocked tremendous. They had an amazing game. It was one of our best games yet by our offensive line. And you know, they played amazing throughout the whole season. And they definitely came through for us big time today. And, you know, you can't say enough about those guys. They're tough.
You've got a couple of weeks before it happens, and you don't know who your opponent will be just yet. But your mindset going into your first postseason trip?
Same mindset I had now. You know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to play my game. You know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to play physical. You know, I'm going to run hard, and, you know, I'm going to fight for extra yardage and do everything I can to just, you know, come out and win that next game.
Yourself, Slater, a bunch of guys have said that it's come close on the return. How did you feel when you finally get a chance to see it break twice?
It was a good feeling, man. It's, you know, like I said, those core guys, I mean, we've been close a few times, but, you know, a few times it's been us. It's been the returners that haven't run the return, you know, to the point to where we could have broken it. And you know, we finally got to the point where we read it perfectly and they blocked it perfectly and it broke.
You mentioned in his press conference that Keith, maybe vouch for you, maybe played a part in you being acquired for your trade.
That's
something that you knew about,
that's
something you had to thank for since you've been here
the
9 months? I don't know.
Would you say he's a good judge of talent? Yeah. He's a pro bowler. He got to be a good judge of talent. He a big talent himself.
The surprise part, I would say surprise, is not how well you run the ball from the line of scrimmage, but I think on the return, not sure that many people thought, frankly, you had that kind of speed at your size.
It's pretty deceptive. You know, me being the size I am is different, you know, and it brings a whole other dimension to my game, you know, for the fact that people have to respect that I have that kind of speed now.
How important was it to get the bye for this team, given the physical hits you've taken during the year as a team?
I mean, it's really important for us. I don't think that you know, that it's going to be, you know, I don't think there's going to be a big part of what we're going to do, you know, considering who we're playing next game. But, you know, it's going to be good for us to get a lot of guys a lot of rest.
Did you think you were getting in on that first return?
Sorry?
Did you think you were going to score on that first one?
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to return after I made the kick or miss. But, I mean, shoot. Bear jumped on my back, man. I'm a big dude. I ain't gonna be able to take it 100, but I can take it 89 though. 83, however many yards I got.
Garrett, do you think the bad weather kind of played into your strengths, kind of a bruising running style?
I mean, I feel like the bad weather kind of played in the favor of both teams. You know, it just depends on, you know, the most physical team and who's gonna be the most productive, you know, with what they do with their offense. But physically, we came out on top. Have you ever
LeGarrette Blount? He is a fun guy to listen to, and obviously he's very happy. I love his comment about his speed, saying, "Yeah, it's deceptive." Yep, I'm a pretty fast guy. I hope more people respect me for that now. I got some decent speed. It's deceptive. LeGarrette Blount, I think, is going to be a big part of this team going into the playoffs and what they do in the running game. And I think Stephen Ridley is going to be a factor as well. You can never have too many guys who are running the football well. Let's go back out to the phones. Olivier is in Virginia. Hey, Olivier.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
What's happening?
Well, you know, fantastic victory. I thought it was a tough fought game. And I think that mentally speaking and physically speaking, we prevailed. I was a little bit concerned about Hankins, but I think he came back in the game, so it's good news. I'm not sure if we know what happened to him. But, you know, kudos to LeGarrette, you know, for a guy that never really had a fantastic team to play with. I'm happy for him that today was his best career day, I think, as an NFL football player, and I'm happy for him, and he deserves it. And kudos to the Pats for giving him a chance. So So I hope, as you mentioned, he's going to be a great part of our team going forward in the playoffs. And hopefully, you know, he's going to be a maker, a playmaker, and a difference maker. I don't know what you think, but you know, I'm not sure how we're going to be going forward in terms of the playoffs. But now it's to each his own, and anything is possible in the playoffs. And I hope, hopefully, we can start gelling at the right time.
That's right. And Olivier, thanks for the call. I look forward to talking with you in the coming weeks as we get ready for those playoffs. And we have a playoff game coming up 2 weeks from now that we'll be talking about right here. It's an exciting time for this team. It really is. And as far as LeGarrette Blount, yes, the Patriots took a chance on that guy. They made a trade. I'll tell you, great trade, by the way, if you're grading that trade out, Jeff Demps for LeGarrette Blount. But LeGarrette Blount, you know, had a history of having maybe some issues with teammates or coaches down in Tampa. He had that issue at the end of his college career where he punched an opposing player. You know, he had some issues in his football life that have followed him a little bit. And the Patriots took a chance on him, and it's worked out for both of them. I think it's worked out for both LeGarrette Blount, and it has worked out for the Patriots as well. LeGarrette Blount has had his best statistical season of his career. I think he probably feels like he fits and he's a part of this team, and maybe he hasn't felt that before. But things are going well for both LeGarrette Blount and the Patriots right now. Things also went well for Julian Edelman today. Julian Edelman surpassing 1,000 yards receiving, surpassing the mark of 100 catches in a season. So Julian Edelman with a good afternoon for the Patriots today. And here's what Julian Edelman had to say after the game.
I don't know what the significance is. I do know that we went out there and we played a pretty solid game. I mean, there was some mess ups, which, you know, I mentally was the guy who screwed up that formation and that 4 minute offense situation. So I'm a little bummed about that. But it was definitely a good team win, and it was good to clinch that that first round bye.
Now you're not much of an individual performance guy. I know there's a lot of season left to be played, but just hearing your name now added to the list of Patriots with 100 catches in a single season, you, Troy Brown, Wes Welker, players that I know you know a lot about, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, it's cool and everything, but you really go out and you play for other things, like playing in the last game of the year and winning that game. And we've put ourselves in an opportunity to go one step closer to that. It's definitely kind of cool. Just with the road, it's been a crazy road, but it's definitely been kind of cool.
Talk about the work you put in the off season to get to the point where you are now. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's one of those things that you came in as a quarterback, and now you're coming and this season as a 100 catch receiver. It's a little bit different.
It is, and you know, I don't want to take anything away from this win tonight, but you know, guys that played here in the past, like Welk, Randy, and then Tom Brady. I mean, he's helped me a lot, you know, being a professional and you know, going out there learning how to deal with the off season, learning that there is no off season. It's about getting better and coming into camp in shape and coming into camp ready and all that kind of stuff. So that it was a crazy year because I didn't get to have that this year, with the broken foot, and you know, a lot of things haven't gone my way in the past. You know, playing behind someone that's doing really well, or you know, whether it's injuries or not executing certain situations. But it was kind of cool to get that today, and more importantly, it was definitely great to go out there and win in those conditions against a team that has a solid defense and that are almost built for those conditions with the, you know, the way they play offense. And then
that's Patriots receiver Julian Edelman after becoming another 100 catch, 1,000 yard receiver in the Patriots record books. The third guy in Patriots history to have 100 catches in a season, and he's the 10th Patriots player in history to have 1,000 yards receiving. So a very nice season, an excellent year for Julian Edelman. Wrapping things up here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Wanted to read this email to close out the program today. comes from Kevin in Brooklyn, and Kevin writes, "Hi, Mark, what a great season. From a fan's point of view, it was unbelievable. We were in every game down to the last play, even the ones we lost. For 3 hours each Sunday, you were able to watch the games and enjoy the team. We were never blown out, and every game you knew you had a chance to win. Remind the rest of us that football is a 17-week season, and when you have such a great organization putting a great product on the field, it's rare. We've been given that for 13 years. The regular season gave us unforgettable finishes from the Saints win, the amazing comeback against the Manning, against Peyton Manning, that is, the miraculous win against the Browns, the butt-whooping of the Ravens, even the finish against Carolina and the Jets. Even with the questionable calls, it was a great ride. Seeing players come out of nowhere, contribute to the team, and make plays was unique to our team this season. Tompkins making plays on Monday Night Football. Dobson burning the Steelers. Colley against the Saints. Goskowski making winning field goals. Logan Ryan picking up interceptions. Blunt rumbling down the field. The offensive tackles and defensive tackles making plays. Even Matthew Mulligan and the Who Man catching TDs. Even if we are one and out, you have to be confident that the team will be in the game until the final minutes. Taking that into account, it will hurt more losing like that, but on the flip side, it will be so rewarding if we win the whole thing. Great, great season. Let's look back, enjoy it, and be grateful for it. Great show, and have a good night. Kevin in Brooklyn." All of these things true, but now things really start for the Patriots as they head into the playoffs. And this is where they wanted to be after 17 weeks of a regular season schedule. After 16 games, the Patriots are 12-4. They were perfect at home. They're now the number two seed in the AFC playoffs, and they have a weekend off. Next week, they'll kick back with the rest of us and find out who their opponent will be. And 2 weeks from now, we'll be back here at Gillette Stadium for a game. And, of course, I'll be back for a pre- and a post-game show. Make sure you stay tuned to all of the PFW in progress coverage right here on Patriots.com throughout the week. Of course, pick up a copy of Patriots Football Weekly. The Patriots headed back to the playoffs with a very interesting team, having faced some adversity and coming through it with a second seed in the AFC. It was a great year. It was a great regular season, but now things get real for this team, and they get real for everyone else that will be left in the NFL. Only one playoff spot to be determined in the NFL, and that's over in the NFC. We know the field in the AFC. Thanks to Kevin Collins, not only for today, but for an entire regular season. Of course, to Paul Perillo and Andy Hart as well. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social and the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Enjoy the bye week. Enjoy the other games. We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Out of the I formation with Devil in the fullback for Ridley, who takes the handoff, started up the middle, runs it right. A foot race to the five. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long.
Brady with a check with me on a 3rd and 4 from the 10. Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.